weekend was our Mahoosick Mills Down Home Holiday Festival. It's always the second weekend in December, and people come from all over to experience our Down Home Holiday fun. The St. Hyacinth Christmas Bazaar is part of the festival, and the women who run with the moose have a table down there where we sell crafts. It's the second most popular booth at the Christmas Bazaar, if I do say so myself. The first is still the Blessed Bling Boutique. They rake it in. For some reason, the whole thing crept up on us this year. I think it's because Thanksgiving was so late, and then we had that storm last week. Usually we have a theme for our table, you know, where we really focus our energies on one kind of item so we make a big splash. Hopefully. But like I said, this year we were caught short. So we had a last minute planning session over to Betty's to come up with a plan, kind of sorta. Shelley goes, "Well, let's just get rid of all the crap from past years that didn't sell." "Well, I'm up for that," I says. "I bet we all have some past projects kicking around. I know I do." Rita chimes in, "We're gonna have to come up with a better name, though." "Yeah," Dot adds, "I can just see the publicity now. The popular Women Who Run With The Moose craft table returns to the Christmas Bazaar with this year's theme, Crap That Didn't Sell." It has a certain ring to it, doesn't it? "I know," Celeste says, "let's call it our Greatest Hits." "Ooh, that's good. Folks will be dazzled to see how inspired we've been over the years." So that's what we did. We unearthed some wine glass markers and crocheted beer cozies from the year our theme was Drink Safe. There were frames we'd Mod Podge with pictures from magazines and Fimo Dough earrings and pins. All of us had some of those hanging around. We had a bunch of them pine cone pets. Not our strongest effort, to be sure, but Rita come up with the idea and we wanted to encourage her. See, Rita's what I'd call craft impaired. I mean, she's an avert your eyes, burn yourself with the hot glue gun, super glue your fingers together in the name of all that's holy, what the heck is that kind of crafter. Yet, I gotta hand it to her. She's always game to give it a go. Sadly, we didn't have any of those shoulder pad crafts left. That was our banner year, and people just gobbled them up. Didn't have any hat trees either. They were my great idea, and frankly, our biggest dud. I still don't get it. For some reason, nobody wanted a fake tree about a foot tall with little hats glued to the bare branches. I mean, we had ones with a wintry theme, Valentine's Day hats decorated with little hats, red, white, and blue hats on the 4th of July tree, witches' hats on a Halloween tree, and Thanksgiving one featuring little pilgrim hats and bonnets with a turkey on top. You get the idea. Well, we couldn't even give those away. Ended up using them to start our annual New Year's Day bonfire up to Dottie's camp. Turns out our hat trees were a bad craft idea, but great kindling. We filled out our table with stuff we created during a knit-a-thon one Sunday. Dot got a bunch of chunky yarn on sale down to the Wally Mart, and we all whipped up some cozy cowls. Well, Rita knew better than to attempt that kind of advanced crafting, so she hosted and kept the snacks coming. How'd we do? It was a win-win in my book. We were happy to get rid of some stuff we had kicking around. The folks who bought it were happy to have it. And as usual, we had a blast hanging out together. Now that's the magic of Christmas. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.